It must be strange to be Tony Ventrella today. The longtime Seattle sportscaster was running as a Democrat for Congress in the 8th District against the incumbent Dave Reichert, but then he quit the race for personal reasons. Except it was too late. His name was already on yesterday's primary ballot. I think you know where this is going. Ventrella finished second in the voting, which means he made it through to the general election. Tony Ventrella will be on the November ballot. He explained to me that it all happened like this.
Yeah, I was running, and then around June 27th, 28th, as I looked at the books, as I thought of some personal things I needed to attend to with my family back east, I thought, okay, you know what? This is not going to happen. It's not going to work. So I put out a message on the 30th saying that I was pulling out of the campaign. You know, good luck to everybody. Please consider voting for my two Democrat opponents, and I'll see you later.
Yeah, but this was past the deadline where you couldn't get off the ballot. Did you know the deadline was coming?
Oh, absolutely. I did know that I was past that deadline, but I wanted to be true to people and to myself by saying, look, I'm not going to do this now. Please cast your ballot elsewhere. And I went on the air, and I went, you know, on social media. We spread the word among the Democratic Party, and I still got enough to move forward on the ballot. And, you know, and I appreciate the support, but I wish that people had paid a little more attention.
Well, can you tell us what's so important that you have to do instead of run for Congress this summer and fall?
That's a really good question, Bill. But you know, it's not that I don't respect everyone that runs and wants to do well and all this sort of stuff. But frankly, the way the system is, I explained this to you before, it's not my cup of tea to go out and ask 200 of my friends for money so that I can have a job. That's really what that feels like to me.
And you didn't know that going in?
Sure, I knew it going in, but I thought I could change it by coming on your show and other shows saying, look, I'm not raising money. I'm just taking small contributions. Let's see if we can do it that way. It didn't work.
It worked. You made it on through to the general.
Well, yes, it turned out it worked, yeah. But I made it on with 17% against 57%, you know, for the incumbent.
So you think you have no way to win. Is that what you're saying?
You know, you never say never. It's a long shot. But it's not that I'm not going to accept this job if I get elected. I'd be proud to serve the 8th Congressional District. And I would serve it well, with an open ear to everybody's needs. But I'm going to move forward doing it in a completely outrageous way. I am going to recommend the people who would normally have given me money pick a nonprofit and make a contribution to that. And then Election Day, yeah, when the mail comes out, your ballot's in the mail. You want to vote for me? Please. I'll take it. Let's do it. Your vote is powerful. But I'm not doing the money thing. And there isn't a single person in the world that agrees with this point of view, which is one of the reasons it's so exciting for me to do it that way.
Well, should Dave Reichert be reelected to Congress?
Well, let me put it this way. Dave has served 6 terms in the Congress. I think he's had his turn. He's had enough time. He's a decent guy. I know Dave fairly well, in fact. But he was part of the obstructionist movement in the Republican Party. So he's done fine, but I think he should move on now and let someone new with a new attitude get in there. And at this point, that somebody is me.
Yeah. So you're saying the member of Congress is an obstructionist Republican. So why are you not lifting much of a finger to unseat him, Tony?
Well, it's not. See, now you're looking at it the old school. Not lifting much of a finger. What you're saying is, why aren't you raising a bunch of money from individuals that you know and don't know to go out there and do it like it's been done before?
Right, and give the 8th District Democrat Tony Ventrella instead of Dave Reichert.
Well, and the reason I'm not doing it that way is because I think it has helped create the scene that you see now in Congress, and that is, you know, the money corrupts. I hate to use that word. That's kind of a strong word. But money does lean people in a direction that they feel they have to go. I just think it's crazy. I believe in public financing of campaigns. That's what I'm really striving for here. And let's face it, this is a long shot election. You've got an incumbent that's been there for 12 years in a Republican-leaning district. There isn't much of a chance for any Democrat to win that. I'm just being very clear and honest about this. I'm not giving up by any means, but I'm using this platform for a campaign that I think is much more important than the way it's been done in the past.
You are still running for Congress.
Well, I'm on the ballot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you will serve if elected.
Yeah, unless I get a permanent marker and go mark off every ballot, I'm on the ballot. So people can vote for me if they'd like, but I'm not doing it in the conventional way. My campaign is for nonprofits and people in need, not for me. If I happen to win, great. I'll serve, and my campaign will still be for everybody but me.
So to those who thought you quit, you didn't quit.
Well, I actually did. I tried to step out June 30th, but I was put back in legally, according to the Secretary of State and the rules of the state of Washington. I'm on the ballot, so the campaign goes on. I think the headline in the paper today was a little bit off, saying that I won't run. It means I won't campaign in the standard way. But I'm running, whether that was my first choice or not.
So, you know what? It occurs to me, Tony Ventrella, you told me months ago when we first talked and you declared your campaign, you said you wanted to get money out of politics.
Yes.
And you did it! Now the Republican running for re-election, who would have had to spend a lot of money to do it, he has to spend zero now.
Well, that's one way to look at it. I mean, that's one way to look at it, which is why a lot of my friends in the Democratic Party are very upset with me. But if you're going to make a change, and a big one, it has to start somewhere. And I'll be criticized. I don't mind. That's fine. But this is how I am choosing to do it. And frankly, if the party could legally, I'm sure they'd probably find somebody else to plug in. But I don't think that can happen now. This isn't like the dump Trump thing. I don't think I'm, because dump doesn't rhyme with Tony anyway.
Right.
So that wouldn't work.
And if someone sends you your campaign, such as it is, if someone sends you money, are you keeping any of it, or you'll donate it to charity?
No, I can't. I can't legally donate to charity. You can't do it that way in the state of Washington or any state. That's against election law, which is weird, but that's true. No, I don't even have I closed my campaign account. So now that balance is zero. Everyone who wanted a refund, and by the way, there were some people who wanted a refund when I stepped out. They got their refund. Everybody's even, and we're going forward and doing it this way. So no, there's no point in sending money anywhere because it's just going to come back. Your check will never be cashed. As crazy as it sounds, it's a sincere effort to make a statement about money in politics.
And suppose you win.
Well, if it comes down to that, first of all, that would be a major, major upset, and people would have to really, really think clearly about what they're voting for. So if I win, obviously I would serve for my one term that I would serve.
One term.
One term, and that is all. That's my goal. I'm the one-term congressman.
Is that your slogan? What is your slogan these days?
That's a great question. I'm not sure what it would be, but no, how about this? Vote for me. I'll serve regardless.
Vote for me. I'll serve regardless. That is longtime sportscaster Tony Ventrella, a Democrat running, in a sense, for Congress in the 8th District against incumbent Dave Reichert. What do you think? Is Ventrella making, as he says, an outrageous stand against money in politics? Or something else, let us know on Twitter at KUOW or send us an email. We're at record@KUOW.org.